As of 12:01 a.m. today, April 6, 2026, the landscape of American manufacturing has undergone a seismic shift. The United States has officially implemented modified Section 232 metals tariffs on steel, aluminum, and, for the first time with this level of intensity, copper. But the real sting isn't just the metals covered, it's how they are being taxed. In a pivot that has caught many importers off guard, the tax assessment has shifted from the specific metal content to the full customs value of the imported articles. What does this mean in plain English? Previously, if you imported a component, you might only pay tariffs on the weight of the steel within it. Now, under the new Section 232 metals tariffs, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, will levy the tax on the entire value of the finished product. Pure metal goods now face a staggering 50% tariff. Derivative products, articles substantially made of these metals, now incur a 25% levy on their full value. The ripple effects are hitting the automotive and construction sectors almost instantly. For car manufacturers relying on specialized aluminum alloys or construction firms sourcing structural steel derivatives, the cost of doing business just spiked. Critics argue this will fuel inflation in housing and transport, while proponents view it as a necessary step to fortify domestic smelting and production. One thing is certain: if your supply chain relies on imported metal derivatives, your invoices just became a lot more expensive.